This story I would like to tell is about friends of mine, friends of my husband's and mine, who recently got a refugee visa from the Ukraine and are now living in Oakville, Connecticut. 20-something years ago, my husband was working in the shop, and the woman who was the engineer, she was crying. What's wrong, Alina? And she said, my friend Irina in the Ukraine, she lost her husband at 28 years old from diabetes. Because if there was money, there was no medicine. If there was medicine, there was no money. And she is surviving on $10 a month, which was his Social Security. And they are surviving on bread and water. And if the children finish the bread, she has water. And she's crying because, why did I bring children into this world to live this way? And my husband said, is there any way we can help? I send money to my family. If you would like, we can work something out and you can send some money and I'll be your go-between because we don't speak Russian. We set it up and sent the first money. She said, don't send a lot of money because you'll put her life in danger. She said, like $50 a month would be like winning the lottery for her. So we sent $150 for 3 months. She went out and bought a pot because her pot had a hole in it. And a neighbor asked her where she got the money for it. She went out and bought ground meat, which they hadn't had in 2 years. And she bought staples that they would need, the root crops that'll keep, etc. And every 3 months for 22 years, we sent money to the Ukraine to help this widow and her two children. Katie was only 3 at that time. When the Russians invaded, my friend Galina told us it's very hard to get the money to them, but we were able to go through Galina and she sent it to the son who had made it to Romania. He escaped into Poland and was relocated there. They lived in Kherson, which was occupied by the Russians, surrounded by landmines and missile launches, and no one was allowed to leave. The Russians were breaking down doors and dragging people out of their apartments. And I prayed every day for her safety and for her daughter's safety. Finally, they were able to escape Kherson and got to Poland, and were relocated to Germany, where they could not speak the language. It was a small, remote village. And my friend Galina and her family, especially her son, who is an associate professor at Colgate, told her, he said, Irina, I know where you live and I speak the language. If you want, I'll come and get you. And she finally decided that she would come. Took her a while, but she finally decided she would come. The refugee visa, she can stay for 2 years. It can be extended. She gets help from the government. And Katie, that little girl of 3 years old, is now 28. She got her teaching certificate, and she is a child psychologist in Poland, Ukraine. But again, you can't teach here without getting licensed in Connecticut. But she's working at a private school with preschool children with special needs. So this is my story of hope, of answers to prayers, and of helping somebody. Irina is not an uneducated person. She's an engineer. She was building ship's exhaust systems when they were in Ukraine. And she is the one that taught my friend Galina her job there. So this is how this all came about. And we are thrilled to have her here. And we're so happy for them. Thank you.